us and those martyrs who bravely fell to shelter Sheikh Zakzaki. We are here to condemn his detention, so we're going to chant a bit more. Free Sheikh Zakzaki!
Free Sheikh Zakzaki!
Free Sheikh Zakzaki!
Free Sheikh Zakzaki!
Down with Boko Haram!
Down with Boko Haram!
Down with Boko Haram!
Down with Boko Haram!
Now we're going to have Brother Khalid deliver a speech. If I can call Brother Khalid to the front, thank you. Brother Khalid.
We're here to express solidarity with Sheikh Zakzaki and the Islamic movement of Nigeria, as well as to express our concern and let the Nigerian government know that what they have been doing to the Islamic movement of Nigeria is now under scrutiny around the world, and that this is not an isolated incident. And in 2014, they also attacked the Islamic movement when they were having a procession killing 34 people, of whom three were Sheikh Zakzaki's sons. And this has been going on for a while. Now the question is, why is the Nigerian government and the Nigerian military so aggressive towards the Islamic movement of Nigeria and has taken such a lenient approach comparably to Boko Haram, right? Now Boko Haram, a couple of years ago, kidnapped over 100 girls and have kidnapped others since then. And it took them about 3 days, the military, about 3 days to respond to that to that atrocity. Many of those girls are still in the capture of Boko Haram. Boko Haram has also done a lot of blowing ups and murders and so on since then. And pretty much for the most part, it has gone unaddressed or leniently addressed by the Nigerian military. Yet, with the Islamic movement of Nigeria, for staging a procession, right, we see that the military has taken a very, very heavy-handed approach where over 100 people has been killed. What is the difference between the two? Well, it's simple, in that the Islamic movement of Nigeria is a movement that addresses a national concern in Nigeria. And this is something that most people in the world is not aware of. The level of corruption and oppression that takes place in Nigeria. Sheikh Zakzaki has undertaken to formulate a coalition of sorts whereby Christians, Sunnis, and Shias work together to address these issues. So this is a national concern, right? And you'll notice that Nigeria has a history that where it is, where issues that threaten the government, that questions the oppression, the corruption that takes place in Nigeria, the Nigerian military is very heavy-handed. I'll give you an example. In 1978, Fela Kuti, who's an entertainer, whose music was very, very politically charged, had a compound that was attacked by 1,000 soldiers. 1,000 soldiers. His mother, who led an opposition party in the 70s, was taken by the soldiers and thrown out of a window to her death. She was not Muslim. She was not Muslim. So this year that we're standing, I heard my young brother say, because Sheikh Zakzaki is Shia, okay? I would like to say that this is not because, I am not here because Sheikh Zakzaki is Shia, okay? I'm here because Sheikh Zakzaki has taken a position against oppression. And we as Muslims are told that when we face oppression, when we see oppression, we must recognize it, we must hate it in our hearts, we must speak out against it, and we must remove it if we can with our hands. Okay? So Sheikh Zakzaki, thank you, my brother.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
Exactly. Exactly. So we as Muslims must recognize and understand, right? That's for example, when Boko Haram did what they did with those girls, we should have been out here just as we are today, right? And perhaps if we had taken a stance then, right, this may not have happened today, right? Everything is related to something. Oppression is something that must be addressed wherever and whenever. It's also very interesting that Nigeria is now in the fold of Saudi Arabia, who 4 days ago called together some 34 nation coalition to fight terrorism. Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors, right? Because Saudi Arabia is the center from where terrorism emanates in this world under the name of so-called Islam, right? Okay, so for Nigeria to take that position regarding terrorism and at the same time terrorizing its own people, right? Again, look at how Nigeria has dealt with the Ogoni people, right? In the south, in the Niger Delta. Okay, you need to understand and who and what the Nigerian government is about. You need to know about a person named Ken Saro-Wiwa, who now Nigeria hanged him and 8 others, right, for standing up against Shell Oil exploiting the resources in their region and polluting and destroying the lands of the Ogoni people. They hanged them, right? So what they did to Sheikh Zakzaki and his movement is a continuation of terrible atrocities that's taking place in Nigeria. The world needs to understand this. The world needs to see this for what it is. And the reason why it's getting away with it is because of its oil. Oil. Right? So what we're here for is to tell the world that Nigeria, we got your eyes, we got our eyes on you. And we want everyone to know that. Right? We want our girls returned. And we want Sheikh Zakzaki and his people to be treated fairly, respectfully, and to be allowed to voice their opposition.
Yes!
Thank you.
MashaAllah.
Long live Zakzaki!
Long live Zakzaki!
Thank you, Brother Colin. And Brother Colin.